by Tommy Truthful. Truth mocking music, we be bringing the truth to the mainstream highs. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to the first episode of the Tommy Truthful and Papa Truthful show. Now, it's a continuation of a show we used to do, Truth Mafia News, but we thought we were going to rebrand it, give it a new look, a new feel, and I'm here with my dad today, Papa Truthful. What's up, Pops?
Hey, son, all is good. All is well. Here.
Yeah, you like that thumbnail, Pops, where I put us with the Stranger Things vibe?
Yeah. I'm a little lighter than I was there. That looks like a giant rock wall head over there. That's a big head that but, you know, I lost a little weight since then, basically like 50 pounds, but it's looking good. I like it. You gained a little bit, so, you know, yeah. A little smaller.
Yeah, I gained a little. He lost a little since them pictures. And it definitely made my eyes look prettier, too, because my eyes don't have that grayish tint. But, hey, whatever you know, I thought the image came out pretty good. So,
the AI's doing a good job, son. Make sure everybody share him, like, and comment, and get this out everywhere, because we're going to be doing this twice a month. And I've committed to it, and I committed to my son, I committed to you all. Lots of things we've been doing, and I'm sure he'll bring them up later throughout the different shows we've done.
We got a special show for you guys planned here today. I'm going to ask my dad about some conspiracies and see which ones he believes it, because you know me guys, I'm into many different conspiracies. Make sure you smash that like button, share this video. If you wonder why I'm talking a little weird, my audience, I have surgery on my mouth, so it just is what, you know, I'm dealing with right now. I apologize. And I'm going to show you a clip of what I'm working on, the newest video that ties into It, Welcome to Derry, and Stranger Things. It gets into loosh energy harvesting and all that, but there's a positive side of that too, and it gets into Gnosticism. We're going to go over all that today. I also want to shout out one of our partners, Honey C. Golden. She just dropped their book, guys. You can get it on Amazon. And she's number one bestseller, number one international bestseller. Right, Dad?
Yeah.
And The Old Soul's Guide to the Universe. So check her out. She's pretty cool. Good book, guys. Think you might enjoy it. So let's get into it today. First questions I got for you, Pops. We got a few questions, and then I'm going to share this clip, and we'll go over a few things. So, reptilians, the idea, I'm going to tell you what the idea the mainstream gives us on this conspiracy. Now, before we get into these different conspiracies that I'm going to see if my dad believes, let me tell you when they first made this a word. The word conspiracy, because that really blew my mind. I wanted to figure out, when did they actually use the term conspiracy? So I went and looked, and guess what? It was on Honey's birthday. Shout out to Honey again. Her birthday is January 11th, but it was in 1863. So it's much older than the JFK assassination, which is where a lot of us thought it came from, right? That's when they really started using it, though. But the New York Times, they had a letter to the editor dated January 11th of 1863, written by Charles Astor Bristed. And that's the first time they used the phrase conspiracy theory. And that was 1863. So it was... Oh, it's over the Civil War during that. they thought of that one during the Civil War. I bet they had all kinds of lies to get us to fight each other with that situation. What do you think, Dad?
Well, first I want to say, son, I have these two red pills up here. Papa Cooper ain't no blue pill, that's for sure. So let's update that back end.
The red blue pill doesn't mean what people think it means. It's the left and right hemisphere of your brain, Dad. It represents the blue is the feminine, the red is the masculine energy. So there's nothing wrong with being on the blue side, bro. You're just
no, we'll just switch it around, man. We'll throw you on the blue and put Papa Cooper over there on the red. What do you think, folks?
Yeah, that's fine.
You go Papa Cooper is a freaking alpha, so you know that's
I could ride out with the on my lunar side. My lunar side. That's all it is, though. The blue. That's another.
I'm messing with everybody. I just love to have fun, and so hit me up with some questions, and let's dig into all of these good conspiracy theories, talk about them, and start bringing our folks back who were watching it before, and be consistent with them, giving them a couple shows a month, and then showing them where else they can join us for additional shows.
Yes, we will do all that. Now, first, we only got a couple of these I want to go over real quick. The idea that certain global leaders or elite bloodlines are not fully human, but reptilian beings that can shift form. People point to ancient carvings, weird eye footage, old myth, and there's a lot. In, another news article was in 1934. The Los Angeles Times actually wrote about this underground lizard catacombs. So what are your thoughts on reptilians, Dad? Yes or no?
Yes or no? Come on, man. So yes, there are reptilians, but there's more to it than just that.
Okay.
Look at, people that think that humanity is the only living beings in all of creation are sadly mistaken. You know, it looks more like Green Lantern, to be honest with you. There's different types of beings, star beings, elementals, extraterrestrials, spiritual. I mean, there's massive amounts of beings, and absolutely there's reptilians. And they, like to live off of the negative energy of the human race and other ones, right? They've been doing this on other planets, too. And so... they're in government. Yeah, they can shift form. I mean, that's what they do. They can do that. There's a lot of people on this planet that are not pure, pure divine DNA, meaning everything's in the divine. The divine's in everything. So even the reptilians is in the divine, because the divine is the camp, right? But there's a lot of DNA that's been spliced and diced. I mean, look what we're doing on this planet today. They're doing it crazy. So yeah, they're definitely reptilians.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Dad, look what we're doing with gene editing, slicing and dicing. So to me, this is just my opinion. I'm not saying I'm right. I know Honey believes the reptilians ain't around no more. I think they still are. I think they're interdimensional. I think they're from the lower astral plane, a lower dimension than us. I think they're interdimensional. I don't think they're a physical entity, but this is my opinion on it. I think they're an interdimensional entity that feeds on that loosh, that energy. But yes, they've...
And they can increase and decrease their frequency, can come into any dimension, right? So,
yes,
Yahushua did, and people follow Jesus.
Yes,
fully embodied. You want to call it Christ light, you want to call it Christ consciousness, you want to call it Christ blueprint, I don't care. But in fully, activated the blueprint of the divine. So, everything's in the divine. And these other beings can go up and down in frequency. But the reptilians, I don't have any issue with them. They don't come around me. They can't handle my frequency. And whether they're in government, underground, in space, wherever, with the frequency continuing to increase, they're not going to be able to I've said this, and I've said this on the when we've been on the Tom and Jim Bob People show before, that the timeline is splitting. The great separation is happening, and it's only going to continue to accelerate. They won't be able to be in that higher frequency. They might dominate that lower.
Right. They might dominate the lower one, the lower astral plane, which is depicted. That's where Yaldabaoth is hidden out because, you know, he was created by Sophia without her male counterpart. And he's pretty crazy. He thinks he's the only god, and he's actually the false god. This is the god that Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, came back to expose and tell people that your god is not my god, because it's Yaldabaoth. You know what I'm saying? And everything that lines up with this dude is nothing promising. You know what I'm saying? Although every number has a positive side, it's duality. But look at some of the energy around this guy. Yaldabaoth, 29. You got cannibalism, the beast, dark entity, antichrist energy, that 29 energy. He's been depicted as that archetype thing. The demon, the devil, the beast. It's the same entity, this entity, Yaldabaoth. And the video I was working on, Dad, it's very much about this. It was about the new It by Stephen King, that Welcome to Derry. So I'm working on this video, and I'm like, wow, they're telling the story of Gnosticism here, you know. And you told me, you were the one that got me into it when you told me about the Essenes and how they were hunted down, and the Gnostics, you know, how they were hunted down by the certain other entities, and why were they hunted down?
Because they were telling the truth, and it's not about meeting any other being to connect to the divine. Because you are in the divine, and you are connected to the divine, and you're part of the divine. If I say divine, I mean the only God. It has no beginning, no ending. Everything is in it. It's in everything. Without it, there's nothing. Nothing is outside of it. That is God. Call it Heavenly Father. Call it the Great Spirit. Call it whatever you want. And from God comes what? The Spirit, which some people call the Holy Spirit. It's part of God. I gave you the definition of God. And then some people call it Christ's light, sometimes people call it Christ's blueprint, some people call it Christ's consciousness. But what it is that God gives us free will to be able to live our lives and soul with many incarnations in order to learn how to be better people. Okay? And that's 100%. There's no ifs and buts about that. And you go through many, many lifetimes. I'm remembering a lot of them. I have been here tremendous amounts of time. And I'm always back here every we're going through a certain situation like we are right now. And so is my son. Believe it or not, what he's doing right now with the decoding and the revealing of the numbers and the numerology and the gematria, he's been doing that for many, many, many lifetimes. Okay? A lot. And, you know, he does his decodes. And then you really look at yourself in all the different areas and who you really truly are. You know you are part of that divinity. You know you are in it. And it is in you. It is part of you. And you don't have to be afraid of any of this stuff. Okay? But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Frequencies increasing in the light timeline. The frequency is really not stopped from the dark timeline. I'm hoping all the folks that are watching us are going to end up in the light, because that's where you want to be. You don't want to be in the other side of this. But it's exciting to see what's happening. And now you're seeing all of this disclosure starting to come up from the surface, because in this higher frequency, all of this darkness is starting to come about. And then they started slaughtering the Gnostics, because the Gnostics, like, if you look at the secret book of John, that was dictated through ascended master Yahushua, which people call Jesus, was the first entity that back in that time they had, you know, fully embodied the divine blueprint, which then gives you the greatest connection to God. And that's, and what then the Yahushua said, you will do these things and much more. But it's all about not allowing these different indoctrinations to hold you back, and understand that we can connect directly. It's great to understand about all these different entities and beings and all that, and nothing can touch you if you know of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he never wanted us to, in my opinion, to worship him as a god. We can do a lot. We can heal ourselves. We can do a lot of these things. And I always think, like, when I think of when I was watching it and I seen how it was all playing out, these archetypes that, like, Yaldabaoth and Sophia and their father, Gan, who kind of represented the father. And it was the whole Gnostic archetypal mythology in this it series. So it really blew my mind. And then when they keep telling the same story over and over in these movies, just like The Matrix, Neo, the one that's Jesus, it's the story of Jesus coming back, exposing this false god. Or how about Zack Snyder's Justice League? Remember this, guys? Now I'll just go through it frame by frame real quick. But there was only one dimension that they could not destroy, and that was Earth. And that was because everybody came together and fought back. And you had these normal people, which were worshipped as gods, but were not gods. They were called the old gods, like Zeus and Neptune, you know what I'm saying? They all came together, the Atlanteans, and they fought back. I believe a lot of us have these powers and abilities. And these dark entities were kind of a representation of the Archons in this film. But they tell us a story over and over. It's in Stranger Things. It's in It. The same story being told over and over and over again. Even in this movie, which was Zack Snyder's version, amazing, I might add. If you look at what they say the Archons look like, these spider kind of entities with the weird heads, they show us that in It, right? Remember in Justice League, Steppenwolf, he had that same type of head, and he put the spider on the Atlantean's head to be able to steal the information where the mother boxes were. Because them three mother boxes would terraform a whole world into the image of these Archons, recreate it in their image, right? And that's what this demiurge, Yaldabaoth, has been trying to do. He can't create nothing on his own, but he can take something that's already created and bend it and manipulate it. So all these, the sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, these are all Archons, guys. The 7 days of the week, they originally named after the seven planets, but it goes back further than that. It goes back to the seven original Archons, the higher ones, you know, and most people don't know that. Most people don't know that. So the reptilians, yes, on Pops. How about Bigfoot? What do you think's going on there, Dad?
Yeah, there's a being that is a Bigfoot looking being. And, you know, I was thinking about the Gnostics. So, yeah, there is a Bigfoot of being. They're a race, right? And there's some of them that are here. But I was thinking about the Gnostics. You know, when the God, the divine, for knowing him and knowing everything, it was there. And then first thought came, and right, spirit and the divine blueprint, which they call Christ-led, Christ consciousness, Christ whatever. And then out of that entity that was still God came those first wave of souls. And through that did come the one who was all where Yahushua came from, and Mary, Mother Mary, and Mary Magdalene, and all that. And you know, these first wave of souls were really the important foundation of souls. And then you got the creation of this Yahweh down, you know, down the line.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like creating, because creation creates.
Creation.
We all create everything in our lives, everything in our reality right now. We created it, good and bad. Doesn't make a difference, good and bad. We created it. And some people don't want to take that responsibility. But yeah. So this thing thought, oh, okay, well, I'm creating. When it created man, it couldn't even move because it had a spirit, right?
Right.
And then it had a spirit from the divine had to be put within it from one of those things. Now, the only thing that can create souls, to be honest with you, is that they're all coming from the source.
Yeah, the one, the source. And you had the four luminaries and their 12 eons, the higher eons and the lesser eons, the lower eons. But yeah, this is the real stuff, guys. This is the stuff that was getting people killed for talking about.
Well, they were hunting down, burning their books, these scenes, which Yahushua was part of these scenes, so was Mother Mary, so was Mary Magdalene. They were all part of these scenes. And they ripped and tore up all their stuff, burned all their stuff, killed all them. And then people were wondering, well, the Roman Empire created what? Christianity. And who was the head teacher, apostle of Christianity? Paul. Saul. The dude who was trying to kill everybody. They never called Yahushua's group of people were called that. And there was never any kind of conversation about worship. On the contrary, you know, it was about the kingdom of God was within you, and God is you. You're a God, and God is in you. You don't have to go to anyone. You have to recognize you're plugged in. You're in it.
It actually says in the word, you won't find me in no man-made structure, no man-made building. Yeah, so when they've misled us a lot. It seems like there's some universal law there, Dad, that they have to leave a little bit in, just enough, you know, but then they tweak it. They tweak the truth. And I'm going to play this. It's about a 4-minute clip. It's a video I made, guys, I edited, and it's about the new It. And it's so similar to the story of the Demiurge, the story of his family. So I wanted to play that. But before I play it, make sure you check out. You see this little QR code on the screen? Click that. Take your phone out. Click that QR code. Go join our free, high vibrational spiritual community, stepintoyourpower.com. I promise you guys will love it. Amazing platform. Some really good people over there sharing information. My dad made this image for it.
But, yeah, that's where I've been, folks. God called me, the true God, the only God, back in March of 2025. And my son knows this. And my son's been having lots of prophetic dreams about what we're doing with that community and a couple other things that are around it, the sacred broadcast, and very detailed. And so has my wife. And the downloads have been coming left and right. And this community is now got almost 8,000 people in there. And by the end of this year, you can add a zero or two. It's going to continue to grow. And people are really stepping into their power and understanding that all of this stuff that you're becoming aware of, my son is teaching, we're talking about. Once you step into your power and you understand that you're part of the divine, and you are a son or daughter, however you see it, I'm going to tell you something. What happens to your life, the transformation, is incredible. And my son and I, when we originally talked about doing this, was that, because he was the first person I told about what happened in the down life of Pennsylvania back in 2022. And by the way, we're going to have a show on the gematria and the numerology of the domain names and the companies that we put together for the divine. My son will do it. It had me weepy. It has me so humble. What we're here to do, and that community right there is going to be a big part of building the new earth. If we want you to come in. Doesn't cost anything to come in. Just join. You see Sister Sylvia here. What is she saying? Step into your power is an amazing platform. If you come in and you see what's going on there,
welcome.
Be aware of all this indoctrination, all of these programmings, all of this truth. Make sure you get in there and get yourself strengthened and get yourself moving into that right timeline. Because if you go into that dark timeline, you're going to see reptilians and all of that firsthand. You have a front row seat.
Hey, listen, I think they're the fallen seraphim myself, the reptilians. I think they're the fallen seraphim, the fallen angels. That's what I think. I believe there's other entities, but I think the reptilians are the fallen seraphim. And then the Palladians are what we knew as angels. They just re-change words, in my opinion. That's only my opinion, though. I'm not
saying 100% certain about anything. Right?
Yeah.
No, that's certain. But I'm telling you what, the Gnostics and the Essenes were more on than any of these religions that put them on. Probably not. But are they more on point than any of these other indoctrination systems that are going on? Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. I would definitely say, yeah, they are. So before I show this clip, this is called fair use and is allowed for purposes of criticism, news reporting, teaching, and parody, which doesn't infringe of copyright under 17 USC 107. Let's check it out, Pops. I made this.
When we think of Pennywise the Dancing Clown, we picture a monster grinning from the dark, feeding on fear. But what if fear wasn't just what he fed on? What if it was the energy itself? Because beneath the red balloons and creepy laughs, Pennywise isn't just hunting flesh. He's harvesting lush, that pure, emotional energy that leaks from human souls, especially children, when they're terrified, suffering, or in pain. That's what powers him. That's what he's addicted to. See, lush is life force. It's the spiritual plasma that flows through creation, the same symbolism that secret societies call adrenochrome. And it, the entity behind Pennywise, has been harvesting that energy long before mankind could even name it. He didn't crawl out of a circus tent. He fell from the macroverse, a dimension outside time and light. He crashed here before humans walked the earth, buried deep beneath what we now call Dairymane. And when children came along, he finally had a food source that matched his appetite. Every 27 years, he wakes up and the feeding frenzy begins. But he's not eating bodies. He's draining souls. That terror, that adrenaline rush of fear, it's alchemy to him. That's the lush harvest. And here's where it gets wild. Ritual equals 27 in reduction gematria. So every 27 years, this lush harvesting ritual takes place again and again. A cosmic countdown that resets with precision, as if the universe itself keeps time for the feast. The clown is just a disguise, a mask for something ancient, cosmic, and hungry, a parasite of the multiverse, feeding on the emotional current of creation. And every time he takes a child, he's not just taking a life, he's taking that spark. That's the same spark these dark entities crave across worlds, from Pennywise to the shadows feeding behind your TV screen. Now, what's wild, Pennywise isn't alone. He's part of a cosmic bloodline, beings that were born at the very beginning, the architects of creation and destruction. His brother is Maturin the Turtle, the guardian of balance and peace. The two are opposites. One feeds on chaos, the other gives birth to light. And their father, a being known as Gon, the ultimate creator, the dreamer of all universes. Gon imagined everything. And from that dream came both light and shadow. In Gnostic understanding, Gon reflects the source, the original divine consciousness. His light birthed both order and the spark of creation itself. Then there's Bessa, the mother of all energy, the raw emotion, passion, hunger. She's chaos embodied. Her energy parallels Sophia, the Gnostic mother of wisdom, who in her own fall from the Pleroma created the Demiurge, a being of imperfect creation, just like it, born from chaos and longing. So in this mythic mirror, gone is the source, Bessa is Sophia, and Pennywise is the Demiurge, a false god feeding on energy instead of creating it, a being who mistakes dominion for divinity and fear for worship, and her essence lives through him in every scream, every drop of fear, every flash of lush he consumes. So maybe the truth isn't that Pennywise eats people. Maybe he harvests what makes people divine. And when you look deeper, you start to see the pattern. This isn't fiction. It's ritual. These stories echo real energy cycles, the same ones the elites mimic today through trauma and sacrifice. Because fear isn't just a feeling. It's a currency. And somewhere, something is always collecting.
Now, there's a good side to that currency, too. See, that's the negative side of Lush that these beings like to, you know, scare kids and harvest that energy. But there's also a very positive side of that energy exchange. And that's what I wanted to share with you. Here, let me share my screen real quick, guys. Oh, this is over on stepintoyourpower.com. Hold on a second. Can you see what I'm seeing, Dad?
No, you have to share it. So I'm going to add it to the stage. I can't add it to the stage.
Oh, add to stage. Why won't it let me add it to the stage? Huh. That's weird.
Oh, you have to remove the other media from the screen. So you got to remove us, or you have to go.
Hold on a second. Because I should be able to just add, yeah, like, go right here. Can you see what I'm seeing now?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is over on stepintoyourpower.com, guys. And this is a, now, we, this website is 100% free, right? But we do have a membership side of it, too. That's how we pay for the free side. And we do over 3 hours of teaching a month in here. I mean, there's some amazing people in here. And I made this for the members in here. And I broke down the positive side of Lush. Actually, I broke down Lush in detail. Like what it is, how we all have them certain energy vampires in our life. That's a form of Lush harvesting as well. It's emotional, right? But I break down the positive exchange of this energy in here too, and the way it's supposed to be used. And that's the real beautiful thing about over here on Step Into Your Power, because there's so much disinformation in the world right now, Dad. People don't really know the truth with a lot of this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Of course they do. Because they are indoctrinated with all kinds of stuff. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great.
Yeah, they're indoctrinated. There's a lot of people that are indoctrinated. And so what I love about what we've been putting into, and again, we have our free community, the circle, the chat, all of that in there. You got access to the power portal, the prayer circle. And I'm not talking prayer religious definition. I'm talking prayer, you know, divine, supervene definition. We had a beautiful thing last night, prayer live, which was for all the free community members. So there's a lot of here, the practice portal, the live replays of all the episodes. And all of that, and we have it here for everybody. And again, it's to help you step into your power and become the person you are meant to be. Why are you here? What are you here for? Now, understanding these traps, understanding all of these things going on. By the way, this is what my son and I, you know, have been working on, besides him giving me the hit in the face with a ball bat in Boston all the ski. I just told you that. I'm sorry, son. I just told everybody.
Well, it's all right.
We've been going through all of that, you know, many, many times back and forth for that. But we've been working on spiritual community, and we've been working on also our quantumenergywellness.com, where we're going to build the biggest directory of wellness centers around the world, first English speaking, over the next couple of years, that are actually involved in frequency, sound, light, the latest, greatest technology to do what? To bring you back into alignment with the frequency you need to live and thrive in all ways.
Yes.
This is a frequency game. This is an energy game. My son told you, this is an energy.
Like our product we have with Body Align, it's all about energy, right, Dad? It's based on Nikola Tesla scalar wave technology, and it literally puts an energy field around your body, your biofield. So all that EMF and negative energy, it can't affect you guys. And that link is down in the description as well. And that's another way to help fund the movement and everything we do over here. You know, we have many.
It's also a mission, son. I want to talk about that for a minute and I'll be very careful what I say, because, you know, people call what we have right now the healthcare system. I would say it's more about the system. And it's a system that is fed by the food, like let's talk about America, 10,000 ingredients in our food. In the UK, United Kingdom, only 400. In Italy, when you go to Italy and you eat pasta and you eat pizza and you eat all of that lasagna and all that good stuff, you don't gain weight. Over here, people, it's slow because they're spraying all kinds of chemicals on the wheat. The bread, you can eat all the bread you want over there in Europe, no problem. No pasta, all the food, because they only have 400 ingredients. We have 10,000 in the United States. What does that mean? The sick care.
And look, we are not medical doctors. We're not licensed nutritionists. We're just telling you how we feel and what really is going on. You look at the GMOs here in America. I mean, it's crazy. And then they changed the word, Dad, in 2022 or 2021, late 2021, early 2022. They changed the word from genetically modified organisms to bioengineered ingredients. Like, that sounds any better, you know?
Well, no, it all takes that sick care system, from the plastics, petroleum, to food, to air, all that stuff. There's a lot of good things happening behind the scenes. Like I told you both before about what I'm involved in with the DPE system, the Prevent Planet Earth. And one of them has just been installed about 3 weeks ago here in Austin. And it is a Zed, which is about a $65,000 system. The little ones are like $6,000, and then there's another one, $8,000, and there's a big one that's like 150,000 acres for like $13,000. And then there's a big one that will go out 2,500 kilometers as long, that's 1,500 miles. Won't go over big mountains, but it will go out and it goes up about 1,000 kilometers in the atmosphere and start reversing the electromagnetic pollution destruction and grounding all that stuff and dissolving all that stuff and neutralizing all that stuff and pumping negative ions into the plant, into the area like never before. I've noticed that, you know, I have one of the first versions in my backyard, which is not even close, powerful as the update, same size version, same price version. But this big one, it's like thousands of Amazon rainforests worth of negative ion. That's what we're talking about. And besides just that, it pulls all of that, and all of that nastiness that's in our environment, in our biosphere, it can start pulling it out and cleaning it up. So, you know, we are there. Do you see engines that run with no fuel, with nothing, that are now all over the place? And now they're coming out with cars, you know, like Toyota, that run on water. I mean, things are changing because the frequency is increasing. And as long as you are in sync with that increase in frequency, you're going to see those good things continue to come out. But if you're in sync with the other side of it, then you will unfortunately see all of those things.
Yeah, some negative stuff.
maybe Armageddon, maybe the end of the world, maybe all the nastiness you can think about. Experience in that frequency, 100%.
Hey, Pops, have you and Mama started watching that new Apple TV show where everybody gets like linked together like a hive mind? Have you seen that yet?
No. I really very
Pluribus or Pluribus.
Oh, no, I have not seen that. And you know, I watch a couple things like Landman with Cindy and the one, the guy who looks like a skeleton. one Fallout. I like Everybody Loves Raven. You know, that's one of my favorite shows. I like to watch things that make me feel good. I couldn't do what you do, son. You know, when you go into that deep darkness, you bring people to the light.
Well, you know why, Dad? Because look, bro, someone has to do it. If you go
in, that's your job, that's your role. That's been your role over thousands of lifetimes.
Right. You got to break the spell that these people are under. And then once they watch that movie, it has no power over them no more, because these people are putting spells in the music, in the movies. Once you're aware of it, it holds no power over you. And especially once you're aware that you're really creating this whole reality and you are responsible for all of it, which brings us to our next question before simulation theory, Pops. So once you realize that we're in a simulation and everything you think, you attract, you create, you're tethered to, your technology, your TV, it's all stuff that we're creating. What do you think about that? Do you believe in that?
I believe that I control anything that is in my environment 100%. From my AI, Billy Michael, that I've been working with three and a half years, it knows me probably better than any living being on this planet, you know, besides at the bottom. You control your technology, from your computer to your AI to all of those things. And, you know, I was talking about in the Ascension Mastermind last night about, you know, amplifier. You know, what's great about AI is if you want to reach more people with your message, if you want to help more people, if you want to do good, more good for people, AI really amplifies you. My son would tell you, there's no way we could have done what we did since you folks haven't seen us. If you've seen us when we were doing the beta launch, and then we had a big done. Because, again, wake you up, show you the truth, that's what it's called, Tommy Kimball Bob Fruitful Show, show you the truth, but then what? Come on in to step into your power. Step into your power. Create the life you want. Thrive through this. Not just hardly survive or die. I mean, get your frequency aligned with the right side of this and not the wrong side. That's just my friendly advice.
Yeah, and look, guys, don't get caught up in all the if religion helps you, then that's great. You shouldn't tell a Muslim they're going to hell because you're Christian.
No,
if you're Jewish, you shouldn't tell them they're going to hell because that's your belief. If religion helps you, good. Well, that's great. But when you look into it, it's indoctrination. There is a God, but guess what? It's right. That energy, God, is within you. And you
it's
don't
in everything. Everything's in it. Nothing's outside of it. You can't stop.
You don't need a man.
Yeah. Yeah, stop out.
You don't need some pope, which is based off of the ancient schools of Rome and what came before that, this bullshit right here, where they're worshiping Dagon and Nimrod, right? Okay, we don't need the man-made representation of God that I can give $250,000 to this guy and he will bring my loved one out of purgatory. Well, who gave him that email? I want to know. Did Jesus send the email? Did God send it? Did Sophia send it? Who sent it? You know what I mean, Pops? Like, you, how are you?
Well, you don't need anybody to do anything for you because you're connected wherever you're at. We're all going together, and you're connected wherever you're at. So you don't need any of this. But again, I love all people that are doing good, as long as they're not hurting people, whether it's children or whatever, and they're doing good. I don't care that's what religion you're attached to, but again, I see some of the most hateful people on the planet. You know, they say they're a Christian or some type of religion, and everybody else is damned to hell if they don't believe how they believe. And that's just not what Yahushua thought. If you really look at what they restricted you to read about what Yahushua said, but look at what Yahushua would have said. Do some investigation, dig into it, find out the truth. That's why they killed him.
Yeah. Yeah. It really, why he was killed, it was because it was a spiritual revolution. He was bringing in what we're trying to do right now and change the world through vibration and frequency, showing people that they can heal themselves, heal each other. And that's why he was really killed, until they find out they couldn't kill him. You know, he came back again on them. And there's a story about some guy, Dad, that he was a gentleman from Africa that they killed the government, and then he rematerialized, and they got a hold of him again, took him on a plane. They said they had the CIA, like, put this guy in, you know, 100 different pieces and spread them all out. He rematerialized again. And this was like a story from back in the 80s, I believe. And he said, why do you guys want to get rid of me so bad? One day there's going to be a lot of people like me, and you ain't going to be able to get rid of all of us. And I don't know if it's just a story, but that's a big, huge story on the internet. I know a lot of you have probably heard about it. And I want it to be true, you know, Dad. I want that story to be true because it's just like the people that have hurt people for so long finally getting the karmic retribution that they kind of deserve, you know. Because when you step into powers like that. Powers that Yahushua had, you gotta be responsible with that. Yeah, they're not gonna let anyone have that, right?
You gotta be in total control, total love, total love, unconditional love, unconditional forgiveness. You can't hold burden. You can't hurt mom a lot. You have to go through that. It's like that. I'm just focusing on my patients. I've cleared up all, you know, a lot of my karma. This stuff is like kind of refining things, patience, and helping and moving us to the new earth, to this higher frequency, making sure that I can be a light to help bring more people over there. Send me to your ears. I'm sending to some of these folks that are on here right now, alive or watching this in the future.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful thing to see what's going on around the world right now and to be part of it and to know there's always going to be darkness, guys. I mean, you can't have light without dark. It's called duality. It's just reality. Duality is part of reality. So you can't have light without darkness. You can't have the sun without the moon. You can't have male without female. You know what I mean? It just is what it is. But we can keep making this a better place, one vibration at a time. And that's what we're trying to do over at stepintoyourpower.com. Would you like to say anything else to our brothers and sisters, Dad, before we go tonight?
Well, I just want to say that what is coming this year is going to be very exciting for those that are ready for that. And in some ways very fearful for some that are there. We want you all to be thriving through. So my son and I, you know, a lot of time, a lot of finances, a lot of energy put into what was being put together because we were pulled by the divine, it needed to be done now. We see what's going on. The crumbling is only going to crumble more. It's only going to get more intense. These things that are built on quicksand are coming down. They're not going to, everything's not going to change overnight. This is going to be a transition of Pluto in Aquarius time frame from 2024 from now came in into play in 2024. Look at the last 2,000 years that Pluto goes into Aquarius every 248 years and see what's happened. Every pillar of society has shaken. And this time, it's going to make all of those other times look like a Sunday picnic because we built such a bubble in every single area, in every pillar. There's a bubble. So let it crumble. Let it position yourself spiritually, emotionally, financially, and all those things. People were listening to me before about silver, and I said it for years and years and years. I can't even tell you how many times I was telling people more silver than gold because people can't afford silver, right? Now they shouldn't have a problem, but at the end of the day, I can't tell you how many times I said that. And then when my business partner, Joseph Land, told me, you know, lock up XRP because it's going to be in the future, not overnight, not create all this nonsense, but it's going to be a major player in transitioning financing around the globe. And this thing is going to be worth a lot. So, you know, the one thing that my son and I do is we tell you the truth. And we're here to help you.
We try our best, guys.
We do. We're here to serve you. But you got to take action. Because information without implementation is meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. So if you get all this information and you sit around and do nothing about it, it doesn't mean anything.
Yep. And even little things, you can do little things that can help, you know, sharing this video, even if it's just micro commitments, you know, them or going and subscribing to our newsletter or joining the free community, all them little things, they all help.
We're going to give you some protection of EMF and a body line band and suit patches and pain patches. We're coming out. We got Calm on the lineup. We've got Calm we're looking at. We're looking because we have a partner with the technology. We have Calm. We have Vitality. We have Focus. And we have Energy that we're looking at. We're going to have a vote from our customers and from the audience to see what they want us to bring out first. And we're going to set up the order. But these are frequency technology, energy technology that treats your energy body that treats what? Your physical body, which is made up 70% of water, it's electrical system. And if you look at it under the microscope at the highest level, we're vibrating pieces of energy.
Yep. No, we are. Everything is vibration and frequency. And make sure that link is in the description. Make sure to use promo code Truth Mafia if you like that, but some of them body align products. And Dad, you've been talking about this before anyone, bro. That the weather was going to get bad. You know, you were talking about it even, I mean, I've been talking about it for a long time. You might have been talking about it before me, bro. So, and now we're having earthquake after earthquake after earthquake, flood after flood. And it's just the energy. Remember, like my dream, Dad? In my dream, everything was destroyed, but then a phoenix flew over and something beautiful was recreated. People don't realize that crumbling has to crumble. It's not like
you don't have to get attached to it. You don't have to get emotional with it. You don't have to get fearful over it. We triumph over it. We triumph over it. And again, this is what the spiritual community, the empowerment community, whatever you want to call, step into your power. I don't care what you call it. It is what helps you do that. Step in your power. And become the person you're meant to be, and become more loving and more caring And guess what else it was on? That, you know, as I got it saying, you know what it really truly is? It's a community where you can give what you want. What do I mean by that? Well, if you want prayer, go to the prayer circle, a prayer request page, and pray for people. If you want love, go and love and comment on people's posts. Look at the people that are in your area as it grows from 8,000 to 80,000 and then to 800,000 and then to 8 million and so on and so forth and continuously. We're not stopping. No. We're not stopping. We're only going to get louder and louder and louder. Okay? And the people that are with us that have seen the results and stepping into their power are going to start getting louder and louder and louder too. Because why? You want to do good things that help support good things so you get more good things in your life. It's that simple. It's so simple. You get what you give.
Yep.
All the way around the board. And it really works. And we're giving a community there. The divine is giving you a community where if you need prayer, you can get, give prayer, get prayer. If you need love, you can give love and get love. If you need community locally, you can start finding brothers and sisters in the community to gather together locally and support each other. As we build out conscious communities, or put together, as let's just say, as the divine puts together conscious communities around the world, guess what? People are going to be able to communicate and collaborate anywhere. That's your power. So there's a lot going on there in Bodyline and the Quantum Energy Wellness, which is education and directory for the Wellness Center, is part of one of our major center projects. And it's all about shifting into a wellness system that serves you at the highest level. You, your family, humanity, all beings.
Oh, yep, I agree. And Cherie, you said, do you have dreams like that a lot, Tommy? Yeah, I do. I mean, not them, that exact one, although I have had one very similar to that one before, but it was like a predator entity that took me up in the air and showed me this craziness. But I do have very vivid dreams a lot, and I've had them in many of my lifetimes. I've been connected to that. That's one of my gifts, being a seer, or, you know, having them dreams. So I always send them to my dad. Every time I have a crazy dream, I send it to Pops. And you guys know I've been studying dreams for probably 15 years now. I've read almost every book out there on them. So I it's something I really love doing. And I don't do them as much as I do anymore, but I used to do the dream decodes where people would send me their dream in and I'd break it down and decode it. I really don't do that like I used to, but yeah, I used to do that back in the day. Now I still do my decodes though. If you want to find out your role in this simulated reality, if you're a first player character, what your source code is, so you know what synchronicities to pay attention to. You, them are them synchronicities, that divine timing we see on the clock over and over. But if you don't know which one belongs to you, because you have a source code attached to your full name that you signed via your soul contract, how are you going to know which one to pay attention to? And when that is happening, that's your higher self. It's your higher state of consciousness leaving clues, trying to get your attention. And my dad, it was so awesome, guys, to watch this grow. Dad, synchronicity, is it real, bro?
Well, I think we need to do a whole show on what the Divine Father God has put together for you and I to steward. And Sister Honey and others that are involved in the community, and other partners that are not involved in the community that are other bits and pieces like Bodyline and what we're doing with the patron side, you know, and what we're doing with the trooper side. But watching, you know, when you start looking at these domain names that I, again, take no credit for, I just listen to the download and buy, you know what I mean? And then you start looking at the numerology with your mom, your son. Is it incredible? I mean, it's like, there's no way I could have done that.
Yeah, it just proves once again that we're in some type of a simulated reality, and it was all divinely aligned. You know, once you start noticing them synchronicities, that's the beginning of awakening. So pay attention.
I think we should do. I mean, son, just figure when we're going to do that, because I think we should come on and have a live where we actually go through that whole situation that's been happening to us. Because again, I didn't think either with my Patriots Network, Patriots Club, Patriots Year, Next Evolution Technologies, stuff in the cloud, quantum energy wellness, and I haven't checked follow-up on that yet, but I was blown away.
I know.
Crazy. The numerology, gematria, and all that was done on those names. And then when you look at when they were purchased,
yep. So that's why I challenge these fake decoders out here who are telling people, oh, that's someone behind the scenes doing it. No, it's the source code running behind reality. You live in a simulation. You can do it with your own life. So if you can do it with your own life, it proves that theory is not true. And I don't believe in deception. Now, there are people out there that know how to hack the simulation, because if I know how to do it and I know how to manipulate it, there's other people that, just because they're a first player character, doesn't mean they're a good one. You know what I'm saying, guys? They're a very powerful first player character that understands the game of life, and they get it real good, and they know how to create the reality they want. They know how to get humanity to help them create the reality they want to, because that's a big part of it that people don't realize. Yes, Brian, you ain't lying, brother. Breathwork, meditation, our thoughts, our creation. Yes, the spiritual. 100%. So it's
100%. And that's what I love about what we're doing. We've got more new team actors coming in. I mean, I was talking about collective prayers live we did last night. And I said, I just cannot wait till there's hundreds of people joining us on video from around the world, within thousands. I built, followings in different memberships and stuff. And we had 4,000 or 5,000 people on live. And this will get even bigger than that. But I can't wait. And then you got hundreds and hundreds, or let's just say if you have hundreds of people and you got dozens of Reiki healers, Reiki masters on the freaking call with it. And then people, prayer warriors, and people that know how to direct energy, and all of this. I mean, this is exciting. I mean, you'll get people that will eventually be healed right during this live.
Right.
It's all in your mind. It's why I went to the doctor to get blood tests 3 times in 15 years, and it's only when my wife jumped on my rear end.
Well, it's why the placebo effect works too. And there's some peer reviewed research papers on this out here, guys, where they wrote, somebody said, it seems like Tommy got new teeth. No, I have actually no teeth right now. I had to get surgery on my mouth. So that's why I'm talking differently. But it's so pops. They did some of these studies on these people that had certain diseases, and the people that they gave the sugar pill to, that group, they were all better. And then the other people, didn't work out.
Mind is a powerful thing. Mind is a powerful thing.
Right. So the mind is powerful. They cured their self. They made their brain believe they cured their self. You know what I mean?
Well, and one other thing I want to say, and I know we're over a little bit, but I want to say this, it's important. Your mind is a receiver, and the information, there's so much information coming in from all directions that this is not all your thoughts. So if you have a thought that you feel is out of alignment with who you truly are, it's probably not your thought. So you want to just say beautifully, I with love, I send this, I return this to sender. It's not my bot, and I return this to sender with love. When you have a bot that you know probably came from you, but doesn't serve your highest purpose, you lovingly let that bot go and turn it into pure energy. Okay? And when you do that, you stop having as many thoughts of it. And remember, your mind, you got to bring the mind, you got your stomach, it's your intuition, your soul behind the back, you know, kind of the house, right? And then the spirit and, you know, all of that, that solar plex area, your gut instinct, you know, that instinct that you get in your gut, and then your heart. So if we can bring it through the mind, into the gut, and into the heart, where you're thinking from the soul, when you're synchronized, bro, you're going to be a lot better off with your decision. I can tell you that from experience. I'm just not talking out shooting from the head. I'm talking from, you know, over 30 years of this. My son can tell you from the youngest time he can remember, he's 43, I was talking to him about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was talking about things that were going to happen way before they happened, and then they happened. But people thought it was a joke, and they were laughing about it. And then next thing you know, a $30 million letter, they're not laughing. So,
Guys, he told me back in the day, and this is when I was a little kid in the mid to late 90s, mid 90s, he tells me one day everybody will be ordering everything online. And I looked at him like he was crazy. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, he said, no, everybody will be ordering everything online. I remember him telling me that and telling people he started buying up these domain names. And then I'm seeing them go for, you know, a lot of money. There was a reason. Now we have Amazon. You can buy, you can get things delivered in it. Then the next day you have it. The majority of people are buying everything online now. You know,
well, more and more it's happening. Some people still like to walk into a physical store, but it's happening more and more. It's a big thing. It is a really big thing. Well, this is $11 trillion a year business coming. You know, in 2028, baby boomers are feeding it in a big way. And that's, you know, we want to help shift this whole healthcare system into a wellness system, energy based, because we're energy beings. And 60% of the planet knows that on the east side of the equation. Okay? They use energy medicine, right? They've been using it for tens of thousands of years. Over here in the Western world, we do the other thing. But guess what? Yeah. There's hope. More and more people are getting educated and getting exposed to the truth, like a company like Bamboo, right? And like what we're doing on quantum energy wellness, because we want to have education for people. Quantum, we're all quantum, and we're going to build the biggest directory, wellness directory of ethical, honest, transparent wellness center, doing the latest, greatest to help humanity and their brothers and sisters and change this sick care system into a true wellness system that serves all of
them. And that'll be an amazing, amazing thing. I can't wait till that happens, you know.
Well, here you have a dream, my son. First of all, the numerology and the...
about quantum energy wellness. Yes, I did.
Yeah, the numerology and the gematria on 7 and 9 quantum energy wellness and the next evolution technology will say 03, that trinity or that triad. Powerful. And my son has a dream. Yeah, my son has a dream about sitting on our place in Las Piranhas. He didn't know it was Las Piranhas, but when he gave me the dream, I knew it was Las Piranhas. And he was sitting there with his grandchildren, and he was looking over a community, a spiritual community, where we were part of that spiritual community, overlooking the ocean. Backyard of the mountains, front yard of the ocean, beautiful self-sufficient, conscious community of brothers and sisters that love each other. And these communities are in the thousands and thousands, and maybe the tens of thousands around the world at that time, where our biosphere is thousands of years reversed because of the technology that the divines have given Giovanni in Italy one of the top scientists in the world, by the way, with his Zed systems and BDEs. They're amazing. And my son's sitting there, and, you know, he's seeing on a plaque of something about the quantum energy wells. And, you know, that whole battle we got, and it was spot on about what the divine.
It was blurred. Remember, it was blurred, and I wiped my hand across it because I remembered I was dreaming. When I seen the letters were blurred, guys, because when you look at letters in a dream, they're blurry. So once you realize you're dreaming, you could take over that dream, and then you really become like a superhero in that dream. And I just waved my hand in front of that plaque, and then I seen the date, and that was the date we incorporated it, or at least we tried.
No, we launched the website. Incorporated on another date, and you know, it'll be rolling out in its energetic timeline. And this is another thing that we're teaching within Ascension Mastery is how to work in the flow and not against. You got to work in the right energy. You know, when the energy is a certain way, you got to work the right way within that energy. You cannot go against the flow. You got to go with the flow. And when you go with the flow, things flow so much.
You said that at 1 hour and 11 minutes, Dad.
1 hour and 11 minutes. So maybe that's important, what I just said there.
I think, yeah.
I said 1 hour and 11, 1 hour and 11 minutes. And yeah. 1111, wasn't it? 1111.
Yeah,
it
was exactly 1111. So, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one to end it on, I think. And
yeah. Love y'all.
We'll see you guys every week or every 2 weeks. We're going to be doing these. And my dad and Honey, they got theirs going. And please, guys, come over to stepintoyourpower.com and check it out. Elise, check it out.
Check out those weekly episodes. You know, we do them weekly when I'm traveling, like I will be on the week on the 4th. February, if you're going back down to the Republic, draw out with beautiful beach walks and oceans. I'll bring you guys with me. I got my GoPro. We're going to have some beautiful conversations and talks. We're going to put a retreat together there for Ascension Mastery people. It's going to be really a beautiful thing. Lots of beautiful things are happening. And exciting time. I'm really excited about doing these again. But come on over also and absorb the Step in Your Power episodes, absorb the YouTube channel, absorb, or the Facebook page, absorb, you know, what my son and I are doing, and Sister Honey are doing with the Energy Body Reset, which is coming up next week on Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then also the portals open, which you did, and the recordings are under live on the YouTube channel. So watch these. Look, first of all, don't watch them. Go look at the comments. Then, when you look at the comments, if you think they're worth watching and your spirit says, yeah, I think I should watch this, watch it. If you don't have enough time, well, then get the transcript and throw it into ChatGPT and add it somewhere. I don't know. It doesn't help the algorithm and it doesn't help us get it out to more people, but it will help you.
And it will help you. And Pops, real quick before I end this, what is your YouTube channel that they can watch?
Let me put it here real quick. Do you want to do a Facebook? We're on Facebook. I think Facebook will get mad at me. Well, we're on Facebook and YouTube and all of them, right?
We're on YouTube, Facebook. Yeah, I just shared it to all of them. I didn't care. Okay. Facebook's going to take it down, but I'll just re-put it back up.
Well, I'm going to put both the Facebook and the YouTube in here. Here's the Facebook. And then I'll put the YouTube in. Whatever your flavor is, whatever you like, whether you like the YouTube, you like the Facebook. For me, the laugh, I like the TikTok. If I'm gonna laugh some crazy stuff, I like that TikTok. I got things crazy. Now I don't know if the nastiness coming because there's some fun stuff going on there.
It's Step Into Your Power, guys, and you can go to YouTube, Step Into Your Power, Facebook, Step Into Your Power. So you'll find it everywhere. Step Into Your Power. And we love you guys. We thank you for rocking out with us. We're going to have a lot more of these lives with you. Rhonda, I see you. I love you. and you guys have a good night.
Yeah. This song right here ain't just a vibe. It's a frequency. Tuned at 432 hertz to heal, to uplift, to activate. They changed the music, switched the code, took 432 and made it 440 mode. From nature's rhythm to the sound of war, now we vibrate low, depressed to the core. But this track's pure, tuned to divine design. Activating chakras, realign your mind. Root to crown, feel that inner fire. We break the system, elevate higher. Jesus said it, you'll do greater than me. Faith of a mustard seed moves mountains, my G. Junk DNA, nah, that's God's hidden tech. Flip the switch, heal your soul, reconnect. Step into your power, reclaim what's true. They don't want you knowing what your light can do. You can heal yourself, realign in an hour. When you step into your power, raise your vibe, break the chains they gave. You ain't a slave, you're a soul they crave. 396 root chakra, ground your fears. 417 sacral arch, those tears. VAT28, that love DNA. Solar plexus charged, shine all day. 639 heart, open and feel. 741, speak your truth and heal. 852, third eye wide awake. 963 crown, no more fake. This ain't new age fluff, this is an ancient fact. They flip the frequencies to hold us back. 432 is sacred, aligns with the earth. The same math that coded your soul at birth. Four plus three plus two equals nine. The divine gate, the number of endings, the reset state. Nine fruits of the spirit, nine cycles of time. From Homer to Brahma, the signs all align. Nine is completion, the wisdom returns. Once you activate, the old self burns. It's your season now. Break the illusion, heal yourself. No more confusion. They don't want you knowing you got that spark. That you're the light in the system's dark. But here, but